Hey, good morning, everybody. So in the 8th chapter of Sefer Mishlei, we encounter one of the psukim that establishes what I would call an axiom of Judaism, sort of a foundational point of departure in terms of our understanding of the world, which is already referenced in Pirkei Avos when the Mishnah says that one of the five kinyanim, one of the five, is what I like to explain it, defining aspects of God in this world is Torah. Based on this pasuk, Hashem Kanani Reishis Darko Kedem Yifalav Me'az, the 22nd pasuk in the 8th chapter of Sefer Mishlei, which means that before God created the world in practice, the Torah existed, and the immutable truths of Torah, just like math, 2 plus 2 is 4, whether or not the world exists or doesn't exist, the mathematical truth, there are aspects of Torah which are immutable truths which precede the world, and that's the idea that's being expressed here and very beautifully. So I'd like to read these psukim, and then we'll talk about what the significance of this is. Me'olam nisachti me'rosh mikad me'az aretz. So again, before the world was established, the Torah was anointed. Be'ein telmos cholalti, before the depths I was created. Be'ein mayanos nichbadei mayim, before the waters and the deep springs coming from the earths. Beterem harim hadbao, before the mountains. Lifnei givaos chalalti, before the hills. Adlo asa eretz v'chutzos v'rosh afros tevel, before any of the world was created, or according to some of the commentaries here, v'rosh afros tevel, before humanity. Ba'chino shamayim shamani, when God was preparing the heavens, there I was. V'chugo chug al pnei tahom, be'amtso shchakim imal, the Shchakim are the uppermost reaches of the sky. Ba'azoz inos tahom, down to the depths of the earth. Besumo layam chuko, when God was sort of establishing the boundaries of the waters, right? The as we talk about during the second and third day of creation. Umayim lo yavru fiv bechuko mos de'aretz. Va'yeh etzlo amon, and I was with God this whole time. Va'yeh shashuim yom yom misachaket lefanav becholeis, and God was taking delight in me. This idea that God is involved in the study of Torah on some metaphysical level. Misachakes b'tevel arzo v'shashuayes b'nei adam. V'yatav vanim shimuli v'ashrei d'rachai yishmoru. And now, here we come down to what the message of all this is. Shimu musar v'chachamo v'al tifrao. Right, do not break out from the boundaries of Chachma, which again has preceded the world. Ashrei Adam Shomei Ali Lishkod Al Dal Sosa Yom Yom. This isn't some kind of a general appreciation or affiliation, but to be there every single day. Lishmor Mizuzos Psachai, to guard the entrance ways to my houses. Rashi quotes here the idea of being early to shul, staying late, trying to learn as much as possible. Kimotzi Matzachayim Vayafek Ratzon Me Hashem. Those who have found me have found life. V'chot'i, and those who betray me, chomes nafsho. Ultimately, they harm themselves. Komes anaya v'umavis. It's sort of the opposite of a life-affirming choice, but the opposite. Sort of rejecting the elixir of life, the Eitz Chaim that was referenced earlier in Sefer Mishlei, or what Chazal like to refer to as Sam HaChaim. So I think we have a very important duality here that I'd like to try to explain and then to apply very briefly to Chodesh Elul. On the one hand, right, Torah is these sort of immutable truths that preceded the existence of the world. And on the other hand, in a very practical sense, the Lishkod Al Dal Sosa Yom Yom, right, the challenge is to take these immutable truths and to shape our very real lives, here in this earth, by them. And the responsibility of the great decisors of Torah, the great poskim, is to try to apply the immutable truths to a ever-changing society in a responsible way. And, the responsibility of each and every one of us is to try to take the values of Torah, these immutable values, ideas like truth of emes, or ideas like chesed, of kindness and generosity, and to figure out the best balance in our lives of how, we can practice these things. Tzedek, mishpat, chesed, emes, Givura, all of these dimensions, which again may precede the world's existence, but then how to apply them in our daily lives. And what's so fascinating here about the conclusion of this beautiful peration, a beautiful statement at the end of the 8th chapter, this is a peration for the 8th chapter, is that in the end, right, Himotzi Matzachayim V'yafek Ritzon Me'ashem, that you're sort of involving ourselves in these things in a very significant way, it enhances the quality of our lives. And betraying, as we talked about, chomes nafsho, and somebody who is derelict with respect to these ideas, who doesn't make a serious effort to try to be, to apply them to their lives, right? And lives in accordance with other principles, maybe principles of hedonism, maybe principles of materialism, maybe principles of narcissism. But somebody who doesn't try to do these things, chomes nafsho, in the end, the greatest victim is themselves. Certainly they might hurt other people along the way, but the greatest victim is their own soul, right? The God created the soul that each and every one of us is endowed with uniquely, in a singular fashion, right, to try to be advanced by these values. And when we forgo that opportunity, when we do not try our best, we don't exert ourselves to try to apply these immutable, right, ahistorical, prehistorical truths to our lives, we end up selling ourselves very short. And so Chodesh Elul, in that way, is really an opportunity and a gift to try to reflect more deeply on these values and to think in very practical terms, each of us, ba'asher anachnu sham, about how to apply these immutable truths, Hashem kanani reishis darko kedem mifalav me'az, to our lives, kimotzi matzachayim v'yafek ritzon emei Hashem.